What up, my brothers? Welcome to the Brocast.
Don't worry, guys. We always keep it PG on this podcast.
Catch us for a new episode every Tuesday at 3 p.m.
We're keeping it family friendly here.
Please don't cancel us. Enjoy the show.
Bro, you told me this was going to be strong. You're just a weak dog.
Bro, honestly, I've had it up to my wit's end with you today, and I'm not talking about this on the podcast. So I just want to welcome back everyone to the podcast, because we have been on a two-week
MIA.
Hiatus.
MIA.
We've been MIA, we've been AFK, we've been away from the keyboard.
We've been lagging.
We've been lagging, and you know what? Bro, we've come back
honestly,
energized.
Honestly, we've been touching some grass.
What do you mean by that?
We've touched grass.
Well, I've done more than touch grass. I'll tell you that. I've been on a hiatus, and our little sister Nila is...
What does that even mean?
So we've just been like away from this.
Hiatus?
Yeah.
So if I said, I'm going, next year I'm going on a hiatus.
No, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. That does.
So are you going to apologize to the viewers or...
So I'm going to apologize to the listeners because we really...
It's Kelly's fault.
We didn't warn you guys.
Didn't say anything, to be honest.
We didn't say anything, to be honest. We said see you next week and we weren't there. But in our defense, it was Christmas.
We don't really have a defense.
We don't really have a defense. We've been slacking lately.
We've been a bit lazy, honestly.
It's okay.
Honestly, we've been a bit lazy.
It's okay because it's honestly making us more creative, you know, to be AFK this much. But our little sister's with us today, Nila.
Sick.
She's sick.
Sick as
so
can be.
She's going to be helping us out the best she can. She's also in a fucking mood, bro.
Bro, you are, mate.
You are. Anyways, we're
Honestly, how good is this backwards cap?
The only reason why it's good is because...
It's better than God, right now.
It's better than without. I'll tell you that much. Nolan got a haircut.
I haven't had a haircut.
Last time you got a haircut was like, what? 5 months ago?
Season 3.
Anyways, so you were sitting there, right? And you were like, Killian, I got a new hairstyle. Look. Bro whips out his hair. He's got a bloody middle part, but he looks like a grandma with a pixie cut.
In my defense, you know how sometimes on the selfie camera, you can look completely different than what you look like in actual person?
Yeah.
It looked good on the selfie camera. It looked nice and slick.
I honestly don't know how you think curtains. That looked good.
No. I know. The moment I turned the camera around and took a photo like this.
Yeah.
You know when you turn the camera around?
Yeah.
I look so different and I look clapped.
Do you sometimes, like when you're in bed, right? Do you sometimes take a selfie with the flash on and you're like, damn.
No.
I'd hit.
What the fuck? No, when I take a photo of my selfie at night, right? I don't really do that anymore because Snapchat's just for the young kids, you know? I don't really use that shit anymore. Bro, it's not that strong.
It is strong.
Get a life, dude.
You get a life. Okay.
Bro, it's good.
Did you pour yours first or
mine's
first?
No, I poured at the same time simultaneously.
Huh? How'd you do that?
So I poured a little bit of Nolan's and a little bit of mine and then a little bit of Nolan's and a little bit of mine.
So you're just a weak dog.
I finished on Nolan. That does not sound good. That does not
you're
sound
good.
You're
just a weak dog,
I
lad.
Take that back. I did not finish on Nolan. Well, I did.
Hey, but, you did, though.
I did. Okay, so... To start off
I'll
with,
start.
Nolan starts
because we got to start off with a bang, and we can't start off on what you've been saying.
What's wrong
right,
with what?
So I've got.
What's wrong with what I've got?
I don't know what you've got, lad, but I'm just assuming based on you that I've actually got 7 facts for you guys. 7.
Fuck, I had facts.
7. Oh, you had facts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just a factual episode.
It's just a factual episode for you guys.
Yeah, mine. Okay, but you know what?
I got quizzes.
I'm going to be completely honest. Didn't do a lot of planning for this episode.
You didn't. No, you didn't. You were totally off guard. You were caught totally off guard when I said, when are we doing the pod today? And you're like, what?
Well, I thought we were doing it tomorrow.
Well, to be completely fair, yesterday you were like yelling at me and telling me we're doing the pod today.
To be completely honest, though, I've been a bit slack with the pod.
Yeah, you have.
I have. We both have.
No clips.
Lad,
what?
Holidays, lad.
Okay, let's go.
It's the Christmas season.
Continue.
Okay. So, we couldn't have a break in swimming, so we might as well take a break in something.
Yeah.
Feel like a holiday. All right, so big news coming up for the parents, the new parents coming up in this world.
So
if you're expecting a baby next year, right?
Oh, okay, not us.
If you're expecting a baby next year.
So what? The year 2025?
Generation Beta starts in 2025.
How is that good news? Your kid will literally be a beta.
No.
Well, they couldn't have gone with Generation Alpha.
Are we Gen Z?
Gen Alpha's already got...
Oh, Gen Alpha's already...
Done. Wait, what are we?
Oh, does it go by the alphabet?
2000 and... Absolute idiot.
We're Gen Z.
No, you're not the same gen as us.
Yes, wait, so is Gen Z short for Generation Zenith?
I don't know.
Because that'd be sick.
No. Wait, what are we? What are we?
Gen Z.
Gen Z. We're all Gen Z.
I'm not too sure.
Hey, don't say I'm you're in the same boat sure, as us, lad.
Miss Gen
you're
Alpha. No,
what are we? So search it up.
2010 is the last year of
I'm pretty sure I heard that actually. That's true. So, babies born between 2025 and 2039 will be part of the next generation. They're expected to live until the 22nd century.
The 22nd century?
What are we in?
Oh, of course.
We're in the 21st.
Of course they are, mate. You'd have to be pretty... Oh.
Wait, are we in the 20th or 21st?
We're in the 21st.
How does that make sense?
Because, okay, if you count back, it makes perfect sense, but I know what you mean. It doesn't make sense. So, if you count back, right, when Christ was born, right,
mm-hmm.
It was zero, okay? Those years from zero to 100 is the zero. First century. It I wasn't the zero mean. Century. It was the first century. So then once you moved into 100 to 200, second. That's the second century.
Oh, okay. I was looking at this and I was like, bruh.
Yeah.
Bruh.
So now, so whenever you say the 21st century, that's the 2000s.
Oh.
22nd century is the 2100s.
Do you reckon we could make it to the 22nd?
Of course we will, bro. Dude, I've got big hopes.
No, honestly, let's do... Oh, bro, all I have to be is 96. Easy
I mean,
dubs.
I mean, that's pretty hard.
Bro, eat my veggies. Eat carrots. I'm making it there easy, lad.
Yeah.
Bro, honestly, I reckon in 20 years, they'll find the cure to make you live for, like, an extra 20 years. Like, healthily.
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 Yeah, okay.
Honestly, okay. How long do you reckon...
Gen Z is 1997 to 2010, so I just made it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but what age, like, what time bracket in 2010? Just at the start?
Wait, yes, so you're pretty much the same generation as 25-year-olds. Yes. 27-year-olds.
That's not... Much. That should not be it.
That should not be a thing.
Because, look, Nila was talking about a meme the other day, right? I was like, I'm black. And then she goes, I'm yellow. And I'm like, what? She's talking about some meme.
Yellow. Oh, I've seen that.
Have you seen that meme?
Yeah, I've seen
I
that.
I made it up.
I've never seen that meme. No, because I searched it up. I was like, I've got to make
I've
sure.
I've seen that meme where it's like, I'm black. I'm white. I'm yellow.
I reckon Nila
I'm gay. I'm a snake.
I reckon Nila won't know this trend. Ready? What is going on here?
I know the trend.
She knows the trend.
Breakfast.
It's an old one, mate.
Oh, shit. Alright, let's go. Next one.
Bro, this coffee's making me want to shit.
Bro, shut up. Alright, next fact of the day. What country do you think... takes the most showers on average daily? Do you think?
Definitely not India. Okay, that was a bad racist joke.
Say sorry.
I'm sorry, Indians.
Somewhere
in
Europe.
That was rude.
No.
And we do have Indian listeners, so.
That's actually not funny.
That's actually not funny.
Honestly, you didn't cook with that one.
I did not cook.
One more guess.
You know who does cook? Indians. Holy
Bro,
shit,
shut
they're
up.
Good. No, but they're good.
Dude,
I was complimenting
you are actually
them.
Racist.
No, I'm complimenting.
Just before, he was saying how much he hated white people.
No, I'm honestly, they cook well.
All
I
right,
like their
go.
Food.
What? One more guess each.
Okay, what country?
Yeah,
showers the least. I'm gonna have to take a wild guess, and I'm actually gonna say. I'm gonna say. America.
The least or the most?
The most.
Oh, the most.
Per day.
New Zealand.
America.
Okay. You're both wrong, and I've feel like you're going to be surprised. Brazil is the country that takes the most showers on average. Study says most Brazilians shower every 12 hours.
I shower more
Like every like 2 hours, lad.
Bro, I shower like in summer, bro.
In summer, I shower, I stay in the shower.
4 times.
In summer, I reckon I'd average probably 4 showers a day, honestly.
Oh, yeah. One in the morning.
One in the morning.
One late morning. One late arvo. One before bed. Honestly, that's my shower routine, if anyone was wondering.
And it's
I don't
not...
think anyone asked, but that's my shower routine.
Bro.
Cold showers.
Climate change activists are going to be frowning at you right now, bro. 4 showers.
What the... Bro, you know what the global average of showers is?
What?
5 per week. The UK's average is 6.
Why are you surprised?
What do you mean, why am I surprised? Bro, if I don't take a shower twice a day, I'm fucked.
Yeah, I know.
I feel fucking disgusting.
I know, but there's just... Bro, okay. You know when our parents were young?
I don't care.
They used to have...
Bro, it was 1900s. When they were young, lad.
They used to have a bath. A bro, communal bath.
Bro, they're not that old. They're not that old, mate.
Our grandparents, sorry.
Oh, okay, yeah. Bro, that's back in the day when you couldn't just access water like that. Now, you have no excuse. No excuse.
Oh, except the water bill.
What about the Africans?
Bro, there's showers there too.
There's not. There's no water.
What are you talking
about? I saw this account the other day. This guy was flexing water as if it was money.
Yeah, and he had it, didn't he?
Yeah, he had it.
Yeah.
But, bro, the fact that he was flexing it.
You are actually so out of touch, lad.
Out of touch.
Yes.
So you reckon there's water
actually,
in the
actually
Sahara Desert?
Actually, that's concerning what you're saying to me right now. Let's not go there. Did I just sound
I'm
like
telling
Superman?
You right now, bro. There's some people
no,
that cut showers.
Let's not.
To conserve water.
No, let's not.
No, but some people are poor and don't have water.
Let's not.
Dude, stop. I don't want to... Dude.
No, that's just concerning.
I don't... Dude.
Remember when we used to live at Corobo?
No, honestly...
Save,
bro.
Yeah.
No, okay, now listen to me. Unless you've got actual reasons why you cannot take a shower a day, 2 showers a day, you are fucked. If you have access to water, you can pay your bills.
Dude, I disagree so much right now. I'm all for anti-climate change shit, okay? I don't give a shit, okay? Climate change is fake! But when it comes to
conserving... Bro, the earth is 70% water.
When it comes to conserving a bit of water, okay... I'm all for it if you're not willing to take showers. If you're in your room gaming all day and you're not going to have a shower because you're gaming... Okay, that's different. But let people skip showers, bro.
No, lad.
Dude.
It's disgusting.
It's not.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you want to take a shower from the moment you woke up, you didn't go swimming, and then you went to bed without having a shower...
That's because you're used to having showers.
No.
Bro, we're literally monkeys.
Monkeys. If I have 1 shower a day, I feel disgusting.
I know
there
you do.
There needs to be 2.
I know you do.
1 in the morning to wake up, because if I don't have a shower in the morning, I feel fucked the whole day. I don't know what it is. I need to have a shower in the morning. And then 1 at night, because if I don't have 1 at night, lad, I feel disgusting. Last night, I was too lazy to have a shower. I felt disgusting. I sweated so much more. I think that has to do with the shower, honestly.
I know, bro, but back in the day, people used to just do it differently.
It's 2024.
So you're saying just because it's 2024... No, okay, listen to me right now.
No, it's in 2 days.
Just because it's almost 2025 and you're having your 3 showers a day or whatever you're doing, okay? Just because you're doing that, you expect other people to do the same thing.
Yes.
No.
Bro... I'm trying to save money here. I'm having 2 showers a day.
That's not saving money, buddy. Who pays the water bills in this house?
Mom and dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Who gives a fuck?
You sound so spoiled.
Bro, it's not. I'll happily pay the water bill. Bro, I'm having, half the time I don't even have a shower here. I have a shower at the Knack where I pay for the pool.
You're so unbelievably wrong. It's
I'm not unbelievable. Bro, whoever... You gotta have 2 showers. That's otherwise you're disgusting.
I reckon 1 a day is perfect. I know that I take more than 1 a day, but that's because I swim and you're in chlorine. But the average
person,
I think
yesterday you took 2.
Yeah, I took two.
Yeah.
Because I was fucking sweating my ass off.
Exactly.
Two is...
If you live in this climate and you have less than one shower a day, you are fucked.
No. Chill.
How can you go to bed?
Chill.
That's disgusting. That's actually disgusting.
Dude.
Five is not okay, lad.
Honestly, I think I could go a week without it.
Yeah, I could. So could I.
And you'd stink.
I would.
Would you stink? Yeah. Would you feel comfortable?
No.
Exactly.
Point but proven, I think, no, I think, no, I think, okay. Okay, humor me. Humor me. If you were to go to Africa, right, where they have their tribes, okay?
Would you... I'm not talking about Africa.
Humor me.
No one in the tribe is listening to this podcast.
You're talking about the global average here, aren't you? So Africa counts.
Yes.
So if you're going into the African savannah, right, and there's a tribe...
Neela, who do you agree with?
Oh,
you're going to say my name. No, you were going to say my name.
No, but I think if you have the
bro,
money,
if you are in the position... Okay, this is what I'm trying to say. I'm not going to make Neela speak too much because she's sick. If you... nod your head if you agree, and then I'll say to the viewers. If you are in the position, you can afford to have two showers. You don't, unless you're so super busy and you can only have one.
So you're saying one is disgusting?
No, if you have at least one... Okay, if you're in a position...
So you're backpedaling.
And you are not taking one shower a day, you are fucking disgusting.
But it also lasts like 30 seconds. Like, it doesn't have to...
It doesn't have to be long, lad. Just hop in, hop out. If you're... Okay. I would rather have 2 1-minute showers than 1 5-minute shower.
Of course. Bro, instead of a 5-minute shower, I'll have 5 1-minute showers. 100%. Yes. 100%. But...
That's what I'm trying to say here.
Okay, fine. But the showers you take are unreasonable.
Yes, because I'm having a wank. I'm kidding.
What the fuck? I'm not going in there again,
I'm joking,
mate.
That's a joke. I don't do it in the shower.
Buddy.
Okay, let's move on. That was actually a good... I like that. Honestly, this podcast should actually just turn into a fact and we'll debate about it.
Fine.
Yeah, I like that idea, actually. All right. So... There's a town in Alaska where the entire population of 200 people live in a single building. You want to see the building?
Yeah. Oh, I've seen this.
I've seen a
video on it. The whole town lives in one building.
So it's not really a town.
Well, yeah.
It's just a faculty.
A faculty? It's a town.
No, it's a faculty, lad.
It's a town. Doesn't matter how many buildings you need to have for everyone.
Apparently, there's
a
whole school in there too. There's a whole school apparently in here.
Wait, so it's just a building.
Wait, so why do they stay in there?
Because it's probably nice, you know. Live with everyone in your community. It's probably such a friendly community as well.
Let's read the comments.
Imagine if it's really dark.
It's probably like Alabama over there, though.
Easy to date, hard to break up.
Yeah.
100%, bro.
Yeah, bro. I mean, it's not really easy to date, lad. I'm struggling here.
Well, you're not exactly living in the same building as, like, 50 different women.
Imagine all the sounds you can hear at night.
Okay, yeah, that... It'd be like a zoo, bro. Like a monkey enclosure.
Well, I mean, they're not really... They're not exactly, you know, that skin color, but sure.
Dude, we're all monkeys. What do you mean? You're a monkey. I'm a monkey.
I'm not...
You're a monkey. Yes, you are.
You don't, bro. All those people who say you descend from monkeys, fuck off.
What? So you believe in the God theory?
Adam and Eve, lad.
Adam and Eve. So you believe in the God
theory?
Yes,
lad.
So you don't think we're from monkeys?
No. Maybe you, because you look like one. Just because we look like a monkey doesn't mean we are monkeys.
So you don't
prove to me that. Prove to me that we're monkeys.
Because. I'm not, like, all scientific and shit, right? I don't know all the biology shit, but I know for a fact that we are in the monkey family. I know that. It's a fact.
Okay, what's more logical to you?
I doubt it.
Adam and Eve, banging.
I believe...
Kids.
I believe...
All over. Fucking banging, banging, banging. Yes, it's questionable at the start because there's only... This is like a family. It's fucking questionable
so
at the
what?
Start.
So what? We're a product of incest.
Technically, but not like really anymore because like it's that spread out.
I'm about, I'm reading the Bible at the moment. I'm about to read the book of Genesis when it all starts and it's going to talk about that. So I will get back to this. Bro, and we'll talk about it.
They're banging. They're banging. They're banging. They're banging. They're banging. Maybe they produce a monkey. So that's definitely some guy in this world who is closer than someone else to being a monkey.
So honestly, right, if you were to go to a zoo, right, and you had to identify yourself with a single animal, who would you identify with?
Probably not a monkey.
No. If you were to be like, I look most similar to what animal?
I'll honestly have to say gorilla because I'm that jacked.
So that's a monkey.
No, it's not.
a gorilla
is not a monkey. It's a gorilla.
What the fuck? A gorilla is a monkey, boy.
No.
What do you mean?
Gorilla.
Is a gorilla a monkey? Search that right up. That's a monkey, bro.
Is a gorilla a monkey? Well, why is it a different emoji on Apple then, huh?
What?
Oh, you asshole. Oh, gorillas are classified as apes and not monkeys.
Yes,
but
look,
get
out
of here.
Ape species include humans, gorillas, chimpanzees.
An ape and a monkey is the same thing.
Where'd you get that information from?
So you got it from Wonderpoles.
Oh, mine's better.
No.
Mine's from Natural Geography.
Okay, dude, listen to me right now.
Oh, no, it's Ncuring Safaris.
Listen to me. An ape and a monkey is the same thing.
It's not.
It is.
Bro.
Search it up.
Are apes and monkeys
the same thing?
Humans and monkeys are both primates.
Yes, they're primates.
Almost all monkeys have tails, while apes do not. So I think we most likely descended from apes and not monkeys.
You are backpedaling strategically right now.
Apes are not monkeys.
Okay, we're apes. We're apes.
Yes.
Fine.
Humans and chimps share a surprising 98.8% of the DNA.
Yeah, but they're not monkeys, are they?
98.8. We're apes. Okay. That's what I meant.
Killian, are we the same person?
We're not monkeys.
Killian, are we the same person?
No.
How much DNA do we share?
Probably 99.99%.
Exactly. So, are we the same?
No.
Exactly. Point proven. Let's move on.
What do you mean? I didn't say we're the same as monkeys. I said we're literally in the same family.
You're actually dumb.
Monkeys and humans are dumb. In the same family.
You're actually dumb, lad.
Fucking ape of a human.
Okay.
Wait, so technically we can all call
Study them. Says men reach full...
Yes.
Study says men reach full emotional maturity at age 43 and women do so at 32.
Clearly.
Well, I'm not 43 yet, am I?
Clearly.
Mate, you're not there either. Wanker.
That's then, he's not.
8 out of 10 women believe that men never stop being childish. Feminist. Both men and women agreed women reach proper maturity significantly earlier than guys.
Where's this article from? CNN.
Puberty.
Puberty.
Oh,
men were almost twice as likely to describe themselves as immature. Women were also twice as likely to feel that they were the grown-up in their relationship. Okay. First of all, yes. Second of all, maturity is, in my opinion, is measured on two things. Maturity and sexual maturity.
Go on. Pop off.
And that's all I'm going to say.
How do you charge your phone?
Fuck.
Your phone this morning was out of
line. Yeah, because I had to fucking... Bro, that's something else I want to talk about.
No,
my phone
I want to talk about this maturity
fucked.
Shit right
my
now.
My phone is fucked. It's actually fucked. Bro, I have to charge it, right? I just thought the charger was broken. Like, this problem started, like, maybe 6 months ago, okay? I thought the charger was broken. I'm like, oh, fuck. You know how annoying that is? You have to go buy a new charger. I bought a new charger. I was like, oh, let's go. Nah. Still was doing the same. And I was like, bro, fuck. Maybe I just bought a fuck charger. So I brought it back. Got another one for free. And it didn't work. And I was like, bro, fuck this.
It's your phone, mate.
It's my phone. So, for the past 6 months, I was like, fuck, you know, it's not that bad. All I have to do is kind of just, like, fold the cable or, like, you know, make sure it's plugged in really well and then do some type of tweak and it's charging. But now, like, these past, like, 2 weeks, my phone, when I'm charging it, gets really fucking hot. And then it just doesn't charge as well. It's, like, not charging.
So, what I do is I lean my phone on a edge when it's charging.
So yeah, that like the, this?
No. I lean the charging port. Like this. No. Sure, give me
like
the
this?
Phone. Give me the phone. I lean it on a brick like this.
Yeah.
And the charging thing. I lean it on the charging thing so it pushes the charging thing up. It's hard to understand when you're listening.
I've tried that. It doesn't work.
I do that.
This morning, I broke my fan, right? I woke up at like 3 and my fan was like fucked.
What were you fucking doing to break
your
fan?
I don't know, lad. I woke up and my fan was on the floor.
You're supposed to be sleeping,
mate. I was sweating my ass off. And then it was like 3 a.m. Couldn't fucking sleep. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to watch some YouTube.
Dude, your mouth needs to be cleaned.
Why?
The amount of F-bombs coming out of your mouth right now, bro.
Okay, no. So I was like, right, I'm going to watch some YouTube because, I mean, I'm just wasting my time here sweating my ass off and not doing... So I was like, I'm going to watch some YouTube. I'm going to watch some motivational stuff. I couldn't.
Wait. Hold up. Motivational stuff. What are you talking about? What do you watch?
I watch, like, you know, people we've met in Life Lab.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? So you watch, like, Andrew Tate?
No. I watch day in the lives of like someone who's like making like bank.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're driving sick cars and then they do POV drives. And
you know what? I actually really like that niche in YouTube.
Yeah, it's good. Hey,
it's good. It pumps me up. Makes
you
me
made
want
fun
to be
of me
rich.
Though when you came to my room.
I don't know what the dog.
You made fun of me when you came into my room and saw that I was watching.
The dog looked depressed. Look at him. Looks like he's about to jump off a cliff.
Give me a hug. Give me a hug.
What the dog doing?
Maybe we can't leak them.
Bro wants to get up close to the mic, bro.
Yeah. Bro, you want to speak? You want to say something?
Have you got another fact?
No, I'm not done speaking.
Oh, okay. Continue.
Bro, you made fun of me when I was watching those videos. You came into my room and you were like...
Yeah, because it's funny.
How's it funny?
Because it's like typical like 19-year-old. Like
you're watching it too.
Yeah, say
it's the best YouTube videos.
Dude, I'm not... I find it funny because I used to do the same thing.
But you still do.
Yeah, but less. I'm less like, oh, we're gonna fucking ball it. I'm gonna get my fucking sports car. I'm more like, oh, I want to be successful. So like, when I have a family, like, you know.
Oh no, I don't want family. Yet.
No, you see, you're like, oh, I'm going.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Lamborghini, Euros.
Yeah, this guy. That
women.
I was like that, and that's why I laugh because I was I was like you, like the red.
Okay,
pill
I thought you were just
shit.
Laughing at me because you thought it was cringe.
No, I don't think it's cringe. I just think like it's a pathway to like you're just a bit behind where I was, but that's because you're younger. You're going through right. It, you know.
Now we have a dog here for testing, so this is good. Next fact.
Okay.
Science says dogs can get high when we rub their ears.
Oh, rub their ears.
Dogs love having their ears rubbed because it triggers relaxation and happiness.
Give him a rub.
Their ears are filled with nerve endings and are massaging their stimulants glands, releasing endorphins. All right, let's have a go. Leo, are you ready for this? Can everyone see the dog?
Yeah, yeah. You can see the dog.
Yes.
Okay.
Give him a rub.
Give you a rub?
No, you're not doing it right.
No, you're supposed to twirl his ears.
No.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. Oh, he loves that.
Bro, look at him. He just sunk.
He's just sunk in there.
Bro, high as fuck.
Oh, he loves that shit.
Is that like the equivalent to like an orgasm for a dog?
Well, I hope he doesn't orgasm on me, lad.
Don't worry. He's not much of a humper.
You know, this dog is a good boy.
Yeah, he's never
He's
fucked.
A male. He's a male. He still have his nap. He still have his nuts. If you guys want to have a look.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to show that on TV. But, no, he still has his nuts and he's like, what? 10 months old?
Almost. Yeah.
Yeah. Bro hasn't humped. Yeah, he's never humped. He's a male. I don't know many male dogs who haven't humped.
I don't know many males who don't fucking hump during puberty.
Mate, I haven't humped yet. Honestly.
Yeah, you have. Not in that way.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay, but bro, actually, the only time I've ever seen him bricked is when he was nervous. Bro's never bricked as well.
Yeah.
Bro's on like that self... He's on that like self body...
He's a late bloomer.
No, he's on a, what's it called when you're, like, in the no-fap challenge?
No Nut November?
No. Oh, it's like, you know, when you're, like, in the fucking, no way.
No instant gratification.
Cold showers. Fucking, eat good. Fucking,
gym every
day. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm doing my no-fap challenge.
This guy's like, oh, I'm a fucking big dog. I'm gonna get all my ladies in my fucking uterus.
No, but that's because most dogs are.
You're a wanker. Why do you think Leo doesn't hump? Wait, let's have it. Let's research.
Maybe
it.
He's a late bloomer, well trained. You know.
No, he's well trained.
I mean, welcome to Detroit. Late bloomers are all
that's
over this house, lad.
Training the show when we got him.
Why do some dogs not hump?
Maybe he's gay. Well, he'd still be humping if he was gay, actually.
No, he'd be humping you, mate.
Well, I mean,
he's gone.
I think they're pretty indifferent to
okay.
What
humping can be a form of social interaction amongst dogs. Bro, why can't we do that?
Bro,
why can't I?
Dude,
ask
why is it okay for my dog to hump a
bro,
dog?
Why
and when
my
I
dog
go
dog
up to a
trouble,
woman and hump?
When I hump, when he humps dogs, but when I hump my friends, I get in trouble.
Yeah.
It's actually unfair. It's not always sexual. See, it can also be a way of asserting dominance or establishing social hierarchy.
Still kind
of
sexual.
Play behavior. Sometimes humping is part of play. So that's what I say. Bro, I got in trouble for that. If the other dog is receptive, it can turn into a playful interaction. That's probably why it didn't turn into a playful interaction, because the other part...
Maybe
other
he's got a bad experience with it. Maybe he tried to do it the first time and he got rejected.
Is it norm... Wait. 2.5-year-old Jack Russell has not humped anything. Let's have a look.
Maybe he's like...
Wait, why would you say it on Reddit? It's almost like you're concerned that your dog isn't humping and you're like, bro, hump.
Maybe
hump
it's me. Asexual. Maybe he's just not attracted to
Let's
anything.
See what Reddit thinks about dogs not humping.
Help, my dog won't hump.
I can't see, I don't see any like, I don't know. Honestly, I don't really care if my dog's not humping.
Really
I'm actually kind of happy that he doesn't.
Yeah.
Because to me, like, a dog is like a
innocent thing.
Innocent little thing.
And then
you
kind of corrupt him by
humping,
you know.
Like to me, Leo's like the most.
Yeah, he's like the
boy.
Most like cute.
To me, he
boy,
sounds like
Leo, you know.
Yeah, like Leo, Leo, Leonardo da Vinci.
No, but to me, he sounds like a cute little like. You know, I don't want him to be the humping. Cunt.
Leonardo da Vinci, vamos aquí.
Do you reckon that's like the same with your parents though?
What
they're like? Oh, I don't want my kid to fuck.
Oh, dude, do you reckon when you find out that your kid's like. Like popped his cherry, you know. You're like, ugh, the fuck.
So I'm like a good son.
Is that my son? The fuck? What's
so I'm
he doing?
I'm like a good son then.
Are you proud? You're like, yeah, damn boy.
Yeah, my bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop it up.
Yeah, son. How was it? Did you hit?
Oh, sorry, Leo.
Yeah. Okay. Can we like not talk about this now?
Yeah.
All right. So, next, how long do you reckon the average American spent on their phone in 2024?
In it per day? Or overall?
No, overall.
2 months.
In a day's...
Ooh, you're close.
Oh, 3 months.
Middle, 2.5 months.
Americans
spent 2.5 months on their phone in 2024.
Holy
in 2024,
shit.
The average American spent approximately 5 hours and 1 minute
can
daily
COVID?
On their phone,
no.
Totaling about 76 days over the year.
Bro, we really be addicted to this thing, huh?
This represents a significant increase from previous years. So this is increased.
Wait, so
with individuals checking their phones around 205 times
no,
a day.
This year.
Bro, individuals checking their phones around 205 times a day.
205 times a day. That's you, bro.
That's you gone.
Imagine, right, repping this out, forcing yourself to do it every day. You'd quit after the first
All
day.
Right, how,
if you weren't addicted to it.
Notably... 80.6% of people check their phones within the first 10 minutes of waking up. I do that. And 27% admitted to using their phones while driving. I don't use my phone while driving. I don't see how. I'm scared to use my phone while driving. I don't see how people do use it.
I feel like that's so dumb, though.
And the only time I ever do it is like this. Trying to skip the song. Like, not even looking at it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, you're just like...
I don't use my phone while driving.
No, me neither.
You could just say Siri skip.
No, mine doesn't do that. It's
no,
fucked.
No, you can't.
I think it only works
okay.
on the new ones.
Yeah.
Because mine's just like fucked, honestly. Like.
But you can also do it with your AirPods. You can just say.
Yeah, mine also doesn't do that. I actually don't even know how to use. You know how people like swipe on their AirPods and that shit? I don't know how to do that.
You don't know how to
do that. Oh, I know how to do that.
Oh, bro.
Mine has buttons on it. I can click the buttons and.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
Like, I've got like one of the buttons is like ANC and the other one's like pause, skip, up volume.
Yeah, but see, you've got like actual buttons. I just have to like swipe, but I don't know what the fuck that does.
Yeah.
When I swiped, it like disconnected it and I couldn't connect it for like another day.
Hmm.
No, but you can customize what you want.
I'm gonna check my screen time. Actually, I don't want to.
No,
do that.
Don't do that. Don't expose yourself here, Neela. Did you have?
No, I've got one more fact here.
Oh, one more.
Yep.
I think I'm gonna keep my facts for next week. Otherwise, yeah. There's too many facts.
I like these facts. Yeah. Episodes.
I'm gonna keep mine for next week.
To be honest,
so you
vote now if you want to keep these podcasts as just facts.
Well, I next like week that. I've got the facts. Okay.
All right. I like it. Do you Neela, like that? Like?
Can you? Oh, you, yeah. You. What's your fact?
Do you like that? Or do I say this one for next week? Edge the viewers.
Edge the viewers.
You I could.
The title. No. Give
the title says too much. Give you the fact.
Yeah.
All right. Some couples are choosing to live in separate homes as a strategy to preserve their relationships. This arrangement, often called living apart together, helps couples stay close while avoiding cohabitation challenges. Reducing conflict, maintaining individuality, enhancing romance, avoiding financial stress, and respecting health or mental well-being.
No, that's never
going to
work.
That's people that want to cheat.
Honestly, if you do that, do you really love your partner that much?
Yeah.
Because if I'm going to marry someone, have kids with someone, I got to love them.
Mm.
And in order to love someone, in my case, at least, you got to be able to live with them.
Yeah, and that's one of the factors.
Not be like, bro, I hate this bitch.
If you go out with someone on a date, right? One of the first things I think of is, am I going to be able to live with them?
Yeah.
Like any date.
Yeah.
If it's a hookup, then it's different. But I don't do that. So if it's a hookup, then you can think differently. But if you go on a date, you're going to be thinking, will I be able to live with this person?
Yeah.
Because if you can't live with them, then there's no point of having a relationship.
Bro, I'm excited to live with my wife. I don't even know who that is. I don't even know how I'll get there. But I'll get there.
Don't know there's the person.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I know the person, eh?
Yeah.
All right,
Neela, give us your.
These are pretty random.
Oh, are they multiple choice questions?
Wait, is this a general knowledge?
General knowledge.
Oh, fuck. Wait, turn the book, you can see.
Yeah, okay. I can see. Okay. But I didn't read anything.
Okay. What is acrophobia of a fear of?
Water. Heights. Tight spaces. Heights. Oh, fuck off. How many questions?
10.
Oh, fuck.
10.
Wait, I'm going to hold Leo for this.
Why?
Because he'll help me.
10.
Yeah.
Where would you be standing if you were on the Spanish Steps?
Madrid.
No.
Spanish Steps. No. Oh, Brazil. No.
No.
Italy.
No.
Mexico City.
No, you have to be precise of which city.
Machu Picchu.
No.
Yes. Oh, that was a guess, honestly.
Rome.
Yeah.
Damn, I would never
have. Oh, wait, this wasn't a general knowledge before. I think.
Maybe. Yeah, I think so. I think you gave it to me once.
But it was like a different question. It wasn't that
question. I'm going to take that back.
I think you gave it to me.
The world's largest waterfall located.
Niagara Falls. Canada.
No.
America.
No.
Africa. Brazil.
No.
Wait, what'd you say?
Where is Angel Falls?
Angel Falls.
The world's largest waterfall located.
Wait, isn't it Niagara the largest?
No, it's not.
Angel
Falls. That's in no, that's not in Australia.
We have three guesses, so you just ran out of two. So
no, come on, we don't have three guesses.
Yeah, three. One more, lad.
Bro, you just
and then I have two more.
Bro, come on.
Come on, mate. One more.
Okay, go. Take your guesses. Go.
No, you go. I'll let you go.
I'll give you guys both a hint.
Okay, go.
It's in South America.
Oh, Argentina. Mexico. No. Chile.
No.
Belize. Brazil. Chile?
Morocco?
No.
Peru?
No.
Ecuador?
No.
Okay,
Honduras? I don't know. Wait, Venezuela?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Oh, that's that's not No. Just named all the countries.
Yeah. Well, you could have known the country.
No, I said three. And nah, went to like nine.
Nah, that's a point.
Wanker.
Dude.
Bro. Dude. You don't really know. You just guess.
Yeah, but at least I knew the knowledge. Names of the countries. Bro, you just
if
gave
you were
up.
In an exam, how many questions would you get?
This isn't an exam. This is a quiz.
It is. It's serious.
This is whoever's first of the question.
You're a wanker, mate.
Which is the only body part that is fully grown from birth?
This penis.
Your eyes.
Yes.
Sorry.
Why did you sacrifice a point for that? You knew the answer as well.
Yeah, but... I...
What artist has the most streams on Spotify?
Taylor Swift.
No.
Drake.
KSI.
Drake.
Oh, I said Drake.
Yeah, you said Drake.
Hey, wanker.
Bro, what the fuck is this kid doing?
Who was the world's highest paid athlete in 2023?
Ronaldo.
Who said it first?
Oh, I think that was me.
Oh, I reckon half a point each.
Oh,
yeah.
Wanker. I said that first.
You did not say that first.
Bro, honestly, I reckon...
We said Ronaldo at the same time, mate.
What gets wetter the more it dries?
Towel.
Yeah.
I've caught up, lad.
You haven't caught up.
I have, though.
Yes. in which year did the World War One begin?
1914.
Okay, let's just face it. You wouldn't have gotten that. Yeah, no, I said 1915. No, you wouldn't have won that, sorry.
I said 1915. I was pretty close. I said it before you.
Yeah, but you were wrong.
You still said it before you.
You were wrong.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
You were still wrong.
Yeah.
What is the hardest natural substance on Earth?
Diamond.
Diamond.
Yes. Oh, sucks to suck, mate. Dying.
This guy.
Who is considered the fastest man in the world?
Usain Bolt.
Who said that first?
We said it at the same time.
One point.
You guys are... Oh, I need to find one.
Oh, I got one.
You guys talk.
What do you mean you got one? You already know the answer, buddy.
I want to see if you fell for that, lad.
Just give us the first question that pops up.
Don't look at the laptop. Look at me.
Fine. Look at me.
Right, I'll give another fact then. While we wait.
No. No. We Neela's giving us the first one that pops up on her laptop.
Did I ask?
Right now. Right. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the Prem for a bit then.
No.
Yes.
What's going on in the Prem then, buddy?
Nottingham Forest is second right now.
Oh, holy shit.
You're actually such a dick.
Okay. What is the title of the first Harry Potter book?
Fuck, no. No, that's not
Philosopher's
fair.
Stone.
You have seen the movie so many times.
I won! Yeah, boy!
Okay, ask another one, see if I...
No, no, yeah. No.
This doesn't count, this doesn't count.
This doesn't count, you reckon? You're going to say the real winner.
Don't look at the laptop.
I'm not looking, mate. I don't care.
I care.
I won already.
No, this is just for make me feel better.
Okay. Come on.
Okay, what is the name of our galaxy?
Milky Way.
Okay, killing one.
That's not a galaxy.
It's our galaxy.
The Milky Way is like a...
Chocolate bar?
No.
Are you serious right
I didn't
now?
Say chocolate... Bro! I did not say that, you asshole.
You were 100%
no, I was not.
Say chocolate bar.
Don't take words out of my mouth.
You're like, oi.
You're an asshole.
Oi.
Nah,
oi,
guys.
Is it the Milky
see
Way
guys,
chocolate bar?
I hope
bar?
You enjoy this episode, because I did. Apart from that last bit. Fuck it.
Loser. Okay, see you guys. Bye.